Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, April 8th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Coming up on today's show, the batteries that power electric vehicles could get way better in the next 5 years. We'll find out more about the game-changing battery tech that could make EVs more attractive for consumers from WSJ technology columnist Christopher Mims. And then, some of the biggest U.S. tech companies in artificial intelligence are looking to reduce their reliance on China, and they're pushing for manufacturing to move closer to home, to Mexico. WSJ Deputy Editor for Latin America Santiago Perez tells us what that could mean for the companies and for Mexico. But first, automakers are investing in battery tech. And in the next few years, we could see results that could make fast-charging EVs cheaper than gas-powered cars. WSJ technology columnist Christopher Mims joins me now with more. Christopher, new features for EV batteries are coming in the next 5 years. What are some of those features?
Batteries are going to get a lot more energy dense, which means they're just going to hold more electricity. And that leads to all kinds of good things. So you get longer range, smaller batteries, which can mean cheaper cars, faster charge times. So we're already really close to this threshold where electric vehicles are almost cheaper than their gas version.
What are some of the companies that are working on this? And what are some of the specific advances that they're working on?
There are a few companies that are right on the cusp. So these companies have already delivered what I'll call advanced prototypes to automakers. And that means that the automaker has these new batteries and has tested them and says, okay, they're great. Now, next year, about, we're going to start rolling out a fleet of prototype vehicles and run them for a year or so. And these companies include SES AI, and that's a company that replaces the graphite in batteries with lithium metal. There's another company called StoreDot, and what they're doing is there's what's called an anode in batteries that's made out of graphite. And if you can add silicon to that, it makes the battery more energy dense. And their whole thing is, let's cram as much silicon as possible into that graphite anode. And typical high-end batteries today will have 2, 3, 4% silicon in their graphite anode. And they're going up to 40%, which presents its own technical barriers. But those two technologies are mutually exclusive, but either one could get us way more energy dense batteries.
And what are some of the EV makers that stand to benefit from this improvement in battery tech?
For StoreDot, one of their investors is Daimler, and they have a partnership with Volvo, and they're rolling out a fast-charging prototype EV with Polestar, which is owned by Volvo. They're also working with VinFast, which is this up-and-coming EV company out of Vietnam. SES AI is working with GM. By next year, GM's going to be rolling out a fleet of prototype vehicles using SES AI's new batteries. So there could be a fleet of, the CEO of that company told me, you know, hypothetically, wink, wink, 100 Hummer EVs rolling around for a year with these new batteries in them. So the most immediate advance we're going to see in batteries is exemplified by BMW. They're going to roll out a new type of battery cell that is a cylinder instead of roughly a square or rectangular shape. Tesla already did this, but BMW claims their batteries are even better than Tesla's. And they said that it's going to be a 20% increase in the energy density of the battery. And also that could translate to 30% more range in their vehicles, 30% faster charging time.
We've been reporting all year that the growth in EVs is slowing. This could maybe turn that market around potentially. Is that right?
EV adoption has slowed because the market has kind of saturated for early adopters. And to get that next group of buyers, the middle of the bell curve, just everybody, it's going to require vehicles that are just better than gasoline vehicles by every measure.
That was our tech columnist, Christopher Mims. Coming up, Why are U.S. tech companies pushing for high-tech servers to be made in Mexico? That's after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The next big tech manufacturing hotspot may be just south of the U.S. border. A growing number of products, such as household appliances and medical devices, are being made in Mexico. Increasingly, that includes high-tech hardware like servers, storage systems, and cooling units needed to power artificial intelligence. WSJ Deputy Editor for Latin America, Santiago Perez, joins me now with more on why companies are making the move. Santiago, what are some of the tech companies that are starting to manufacture their goods in Mexico?
So what we're hearing now is that U.S. companies are asking firms such as Foxconn in Taiwan to move some of the manufacturing out of China and move it to Mexico. That's related to national security concerns, trade issues, and other disputes. And also Mexico has some obvious advantages. One that it's very important is that it's pretty close to the U.S., so you can ship products in a very timely fashion.
So U.S. companies are asking their Taiwanese manufacturing partners like Foxconn to step up production of AI-related hardware in Mexico. Are their suppliers Mexican companies?
So the supply chain may also be populated by local providers. You also have like second and third tier providers from other countries, and including Chinese firms as well, which are also moving to Mexico as part of what we call the nearshoring process.
Yeah, you reported that Foxconn, the world's biggest contract electronics manufacturer, said it had invested about $690 million in Mexico over the past 4 years. What are some of the U.S.-based companies that are pushing their suppliers to make this shift?
Well, you have, for example, in the technology sector, you have Amazon, Google, Microsoft, NVIDIA. The number is just immense.
And for these tech companies, why is it advantageous for them to have their supply chain closer?
One element is related to trade. As you know, we had some trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Mexico is also a competitor of China. The rest of Latin America usually export goods to China. That's not the case. Mexico is not a significant exporter of goods to China. It does import a lot of goods from China. So the U.S. and Mexico are in the same footing when it comes to China. And that, of course, is related to the USMCA, the trade deal that Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. signed a few years ago. So that's the main element behind this mass relocation, if you want to call it that way. It's related to trade. You also have labor factors. You also have time zone elements that are also relevant, cultural affinity in many ways. Sometimes, you know, it's easier to work with Mexican workers who are familiar with U.S. culture and the other way around as well. And then supply chains. You can move goods faster and get them to Texas in a matter of hours in some cases.
What are some of the potential downsides or risks for companies looking to shift their production to Mexico?
There are some longstanding bilateral issues that affect these trends. The main one, of course, being security. Mexico has a security problem. We do have an extensive presence of organized crime groups, especially along the U.S.-Mexico border. That's problematic, and that has a cost impact for companies because they do have to invest in security. They need protection, private guards. Transport also can be quite vulnerable to organized crime. Extortion is also an issue across the Mexican economy. They're not a deterrent so far, but it definitely has an impact on cost.
As more companies shift their manufacturing to Mexico, what could the impact be on the country, on Mexico?
The impact is positive when it comes to foreign direct investment, when it comes to employment. And it's also very relevant because back in the day when Mexico signed the NAFTA trade deal with the U.S. in 1994, Mexico was essentially a low-cost center of basic manufacturing. What we're seeing now is a vital and extensive transformation of the manufacturing base in Mexico and becoming a high-end hub for some very important high-tech companies.
That was WSJ Deputy Editor for Latin America, Santiago Perez. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang, with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.